Are you ready to party?
Oh, I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
No, I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, SpongeBob?
No, I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Patrick?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
I'm ready to party.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
So when his ball was the size of a cantaloupe, as he says, they were just saying you just
lose some weight, fatty.
Kind of doctors don't.
You're so fat.
Your balls don't.
Your balls are so fat.
Why don't you just lose some weight, fatty?
You want some liposuction on your balls?
Not sick. He went back to the doctor.
They admitted me like that. Just they were like, there's something seriously wrong.
Dan had a broken cyst inside the scrotum.
Oh, I see. It's just a cyst then. It's not actually a tumor. You just poke it with a needle and it'll drain.
The man with a 132-pound scrotum.
That's when I found out. I was like, well, that's what I have.
I'm going to break that record.
Lymphedema.
Oh, you have a huge scrotum? I have a huge scrotum. Let's start friends. A club.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Everybody. It is Tuesday night, which means it's Dutch and Royce time here on morelikeradio.com/live. Our number is 954-573-2780 if you want to get in touch with the show. My name is Joel Dutch Van Wagenen here with Royce Lopez.
Hello.
Marie Lopez.
Hello.
Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
And super producer Mitch Heil.
Hello.
If you're listening to the podcast and you want to hear us live, go to morelikeradio.com/live every Tuesday night from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time. So, I have no real lead in. Somebody help me. I'm drowning.
No, what you got you, it. You're good.
What do you mean you don't have a lead in? Your lead in is the same every week for Dutch and Royce.
I know, but I like to meander a little bit before we actually get into what you guys did this last week.
Oh, you don't have any small talk?
I don't have any banter, yeah.
No water cooler conversations?
No, yeah, none of that. No water buffalo conversation.
Just straight to the
Becky in HR. She's getting fat.
So fat?
By the way, can I say that John Oliver's whole thing with Jan in accounting
is hilarious.
That whole running gag that they have that Jan in accounting
doesn't give a fuck.
It's probably one of the funniest. It's fun to see running gags on shows like that still. Like, that's a thing. So, I mean, we have nothing. We're just one long running inside joke on this show.
Yeah, so if you want to catch up, you have about eight years to catch up with. So,
yeah. But anyway.
So get cracking.
What did we do this weekend?
Yeah.
What didn't we do this weekend?
I don't know why I said that's so sensual, but yeah.
We went to a boat show.
We were
in a boat show.
We went to Florida's Wichiwachee River.
I was
going to
make a fat boat joke, but I can't because you're not fat anymore.
You can anyway. Like, whatever. It's fine.
We went to the west coast of Florida.
Still plenty of Cuban jokes, though, with boats and stuff. So you have that still.
Yes.
Damn it, I have nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to make boat and swimming jokes. So we went to the Wichiwachee River with our friends and our friend's parents who own the boat and own the house that's on the river. They're older and they said, hey, there's this Christmas boat parade that we want to join this year, but we need young whippersnappers to decorate our boat for us. You want to come stay in our vacation place and help us decorate the boat so that we can all be in the boat show? And we're sort of like,
so they have a
fuck yeah.
They have a pontoon boat. And basically it's just like this whole little area there. Where people, you know, decorate their own boats, and then they go, you know, they go down the river because it's a river that leads into the Gulf of Mexico, right? Not to confuse it with any other gulfs. And we started decorating the boat. I think Marie's going to start posting pictures. We started decorating the boat, and it was pretty cool. We had a Christmas tree on the back that was spinning.
It's
like I said, it's a pontoon boat.
Our pontoon was baller.
Yeah. For those of you who know what a pontoon boat is, it's basically one of those big boats that's that has like the it's just a platform with a bunch
of boat with floaties, right?
Basically, yeah, underneath has like two floaty things. So it's pretty big. And we put a Christmas tree on the back.
But
we,
the Christmas tree wasn't good enough by itself. He actually sawed the base off the Christmas tree to put it on a spinning Christmas tree base.
So we got a spinning Christmas tree base on the back.
He put a TV that had the Florida Georgia game on it. Mm. We had a working fireplace running.
There was a fireplace in the boat, which is probably not legal, but it was fun.
No, it was a portable little gas fireplace, and it was running off of a propane tank.
Yeah.
In the middle of the boat.
Yeah.
And then in the front of the boat, we had a blow-up Santa and reindeer and a working lamp post that lit up and looked like it had stars on it.
Then on the front of the boat, we had a blow-up. Yeah, the blow-up Santa.
What I just said.
Oh, sorry. Marie.
Where's the beef?
Sorry, I was actually trying to fix something.
There was much more garland than there was Christmas lights.
Jeff Garland was there.
And this comes into play later on in the story. So I had tons and tons of garland. And I'm decorating the sides, I'm decorating the top, and we had a whole bunch of lights. We only put up a few of them. We didn't put up all of them because we were distracted by the spinning tree and the fireplace and the television screen and making sure that we had the game going we were floating down the river. And of
course, how do you guys signal on a boat for the game?
The guy who, John, who owned the boat, turned his phone into a hotspot. I downloaded the CBS Sports app,
nice.
And I Chromecasted it to the TV that was on the boat, which was great. So we had the game on there. And now you see this scene back here, the spinning Christmas tree. Well, here's the thing. Before we attached it to the boat, it fell into the river.
Immediately blew over into the water, and the motor and all.
And the picture you're seeing there is me holding on to Joe's pants.
I was going to say, like, I just see a pair of legs sticking out from the reef there.
Let me explain. It's me holding on to Joe's pants while he's trying to grab the tree.
It looks like he's like wearing that as a costume. He almost fell over and you grabbed him before he fell in.
Yeah. So the top of the tree, he already pulled the bottom out, but you know the trees come apart like in three places?
You're right, right.
The other two pieces fell in there. So I was holding on to his pants, and then at one point I held on to his ankle so he could go deeper, so he could grab the tree out of there. We pulled it out. The best part was there was seaweed around the spinning tree for the rest of the time.
We pulled it out. It still
and it
worked.
Was spinning while it was doing it?
Yeah, and the lights still worked and everything.
They pulled it out, dried it off, but there was still seaweed all over the tree.
Which was awesome. So,
no,
go ahead.
Our experience was if it were a Chevy Chase Christmas movie.
It was ridiculous.
If it weren't for the fact that we were recognizing what we were in and laughing about it, it would have been a very stressful evening.
Here's what happens. Our buddy John goes up, the guy who owns the boat, he's Joe's dad. He goes to the little center, the little community center where they give you a number for the boat parade because, you know, there's judges.
You guys have any extra trees?
No, but he goes up there to go, you know, they goes, okay, yeah, you're number six. Just put the number six somewhere on your boat. So we go, okay, I guess we have to put our own number six. And then, you know, we're rushing out to leave. The boat's all nice and decorated. It looks great. Right, we get on the boat and we're like halfway down the river to where we're going to start. We go, oh, we never put a number six. So Marie grabs a piece of toilet paper, writes the number six on it, and zip ties it to the side of the boat. You can't see it anywhere, by the way.
No, it is literally just a small piece of toilet paper on a very large boat, and it's dark now. I mean, remember, the sun had set. This is supposed to be a nighttime parade with Christmas lights. We're laughing. We're like, no judge is going to be able to see this number at all.
So there's a couple things going on. Number one, in December here, the river becomes, the tide becomes really low. So you're like trudging along, like the boat, basically, if you would have put the motor all the way in the water, it would have just been dirt. So at one point we're going down and we kind of get stuck. Joe had to get off the boat, jump in the water, push the boat off.
We actually saw some boats turning around in our part of the channel, and then people yelling at us going, it's too shallow. They didn't dredge it out far enough. Now, we're going back.
Now, keep this in mind. Not to be hack, of course. Instead of playing like, you know, Jingle Bells or whatever, we play the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. So there's wicked guitar solos on our boat while we're driving.
Epic,
down.
It's dramatic nice. Music.
But you're pushing it through the mud.
Yes, exactly. It is dark. We cannot see because we didn't put enough Christmas lights on. We forgot our flashlight. We forgot our number. And we're going down a river that only has a foot of water where we had to make sure Joe was in the back watching the motor to tell us when to lift it up to not hit mud and when to put it down because it wasn't in the water anymore. And John, the old man driving, couldn't see in front of us because we put a blow-up Santa and reindeer in front of the boat. And also, he just had eye surgery this past year.
He just had eye surgery.
Jesus Christ.
But he wouldn't let anyone else drive the boat. Oh, and don't worry. Because of all the Christmas lights, it didn't,
so by the way,
it didn't make it blinding to not be able to see out into the darkness.
So we're going down. We're trying to push him. We're getting stuck. And all you hear is this. I'll come get our boat.
Joe, you got to get out and push.
The thing is, we refuse to turn the music
so
down.
So at one point, we park. Hold on. This is my favorite part. At one point, we park. Where all the boats were, the judges were walking by on the shore, you know, to look at all the boats. So you see one judge there screaming at us, and he's basically so you hear
waving
this.
Their arms and
so
you,
so hold on, so you hear this
from the shoreline.
So you hear.
What's your number?
I know it's Christmas.
No, what number's your boat?
Yeah, it's a Christmas tree, isn't it awesome?
Are you the Scots? Are you the Scott family?
Right. So they're trying to ask us what our number is, and we're screaming, yeah, we're awesome, right? And music's just glaring out. So it's just, and we refuse to lower it because fuck that. It's Christmas.
To lower it at all. And so we had to sit there and wait for the judges to look at all the boats. And then after they do their little judging thing, which I don't know if there was a competition, I don't know if anyone won, and I don't know if there was a prize, but. Then we had to all reverse out and start going down the river because you parade down, you know, in front of the houses and people sit in their backyard of the houses and like just yell and wave at you until you get into the Gulf. Right. So
all this shit is going on. So we're kind of all freaking out and we're all drunk, too.
Yeah,
so we're all freaking out. We're all drunk.
Out. We back out.
When we're going through, there's people.
People in Florida have fun.
Oh, dude,
apparently we were supposed to be waving to people when we went by, but we're all worried and we're all looking at each other, and someone goes, Merry Christmas. And we're like, oh, shit. Hey, yeah. And we start waving because we're all worried because, like, the boat engine's not enough in the water. It's too low. We think we're going to fucking stall out. The engine was getting hot.
Trans-Siberian is blaring in the background.
You just hear this.
And so, like, when we were reversing out after the judges hit us, We honestly believe that the motor was running in the mud too long and we clogged up our engine because we weren't going very fast. And so Joe's in the back going, just gun it, reverse it for a second to clear it out.
We gun it and we soak the boat behind us.
Oh, no.
Soak it because the trim was up. So we completely soak it. Joe starts laughing
like,
so hard.
Sorry, guys.
We're like, sorry, Merry Christmas.
So then we start going forward. And needless to say, we ended up leading the pack because everyone else was too fucking afraid to drive
down.
Bunch
of fucking pussies.
No one could see a thing. It was pitch black. It was so dark out there.
Boat full of drunk Cubans start
just screaming.
And us, we're thinking our motor's going to run out on us at any second. And we keep gunning it and stopping to see if we can clear it out. Every time we gun it, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra music is blaring and all the garland starts whipping back and forth.
It felt like we were in an 80s action movie. Like we were fighting a Christmas war. Because at the front, all you see is Santa and the blob Santa and Rudolph just waving. Because we had to start gunning it to empty it, and we're supposed to go slow. So we have all these fucking, there's fucking snowflakes ripping off, flying in the water. A Merry Christmas sign hits Joyce in the head, and we're just fucking rocking. We're rocking down the river. All you hear is this. And we refuse to lower it. Joe's in the front directing it. Poor John's driving and he can't see anything. He was like, those inflatable things weren't a good idea.
All the people on the sides of their back of their houses are yelling, what's the game? That's awesome.
Yeah,
all
they want to know is the score of the game because they saw it. We're like 22-7 Alabama. And then we're waving at people. And I'm like, I have never been so terrified yet having so much fun at the same time. It's never happened.
We were all stressed out, but at the same time, we're all laughing. We're like, I cannot believe this is happening.
So then at one point, because Joyce, our friend Joyce, has the bladder of a fucking hummingbird, she has to pee. And we had this pee bucket with this little curtain thing that, you know, like that you hang at the top so you could pee. Well, she couldn't figure out how to hang it, and she had to pee really bad. So I go, I'll just hold it up. So I'm holding up this plastic thing up, right? And she's and she's just taking a leak. And then I realized...
Wait, you're holding her pee bag?
Not the pee bag. No, she's sitting on a bucket.
Think of it like a shower curtain.
Oh, the curtain. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
You know how you get those, you know, you get those lids on the Home Depot buckets that you could put on? Okay, so she's peeing in the bucket. I have like this plastic curtain that I'm holding up because she couldn't find where to hook it. So I'm holding it up. My arm's getting tired. Then I realized, wait a second. Nobody could see her from the first floor, but these second story homes that are up on the could clearly see her taking a leak. So I'm just holding it up going, Joyce, I can't promise you that no one's looking at you. I'm doing my very best. And she took so long to pee that I had to let, you know, when you hold something up to only have to switch arms. So I'm switching arms while she's peeing. And all you hear is. Merry Christmas.
Mozart was.
Then I started screaming God bless to people. It was fucking ridiculously fun.
Epic.
That's funny. And you guys were all piss-faced drunk at this point, too?
I was hammered. I know Marie was drunk.
Hashtag 7 years ago, because hashtag there's no alcohol allowed on the Wiki.
We were fucking drunk. No, there is. We could have got drunk before. No one knows when we were drinking. We were drunk. And then we got out to the Gulf of Mexico, finally. But the problem with that is that it's really dark in the ocean. Did you know that? At nighttime?
We actually didn't make it 100% out.
No, we were almost out.
We made it out enough to where we realized we couldn't even see the markers of where you stay in the channel.
Why'd you guys decide to go out in the middle of the Gulf?
Because that's what you're supposed to do. And we were leading the pack.
All the Christmas seed out boats are all lit up. Okay,
right.
Yeah, but everyone chickened out at the last minute because as you like pass by the homes and you start getting out to the Gulf, it just gets darker and darker and darker until you can't see a thing. So we turned around and started going back. And of course, that was a fucking shit show because like there were four other boats that said, oh shit, they're turning around. We got to turn around too. So everyone like kind of like almost bumped into each other trying to all turn around and just like make this, I don't know, you 3-point turn on their boats and hightail it back
and turn around and it's pitch black out there. There's no light. We're like, we got to make it back. We have to make it. All we got at that point, it was like, we'll make it back. We just got to make it back because it got dark really
fast.
You're
going to start like thinking who's going to be the person to be Robinson Crusoe kind of thing.
And then, and then on the very tail end back, you know, we were exhausted from trying to navigate John, who can't see a thing. So Joe just stands in the front of the boat, standing next to Santa, who still has his arms up in the air. And Joe is literally doing a Heil Hitler of this is what you do to go straight. And then, you know, left hand turn and right hand turn.
Yeah, no, he wasn't doing it on purpose, but the hand motion.
So he's doing that. And then
when he starts doing that, I start screaming over the rock music. I start screaming. Have a white else. Christmas.
You still haven't turned it on at this point.
No, have a white never turn the music down. Never turned it down.
Make an album.
And I'm laughing at him because it looked like the inflatable Santa was literally making fun of him because it had its arm up too and was waving in the air. And then every time Joe said, "This is stupid, let me stop," his dad starts getting upset and like, "I can't see. Keep making the arm motions."
And the thing is, think about those inflatable things look like the ones from movie Airplane. Remember the autopilots?
That's
exactly what they look like. And we're losing our mind, but once again, we refuse to stop rocking.
What is Joe's dad, what was his name?
John.
John, what is he? How old is he?
57.
50, yeah.
And he loves this type of nonsense,
dude,
too?
It was awesome, yeah. It was okay. His parents fucking awesome, because it's the same thing.
All of the adventures that we have with Joe came because Joe has his dad, John, and they are exactly the same. He is just as much of a troublemaker and instigator as the rest of us.
I love the fact that a 57-year-old man, like, you know,
after
in dire straits,
after eye surgery,
lost in the ocean or lose her motor, but no, keep music rocking.
Yeah, because
listen to that guitar.
Dude, and the thing is, like I said, my favorite part was when we started gunning it and decorations are just flying off the boat.
Just spraying other boats.
Spraying boats.
You guys are the worst.
Rocket. And we also realized, going back to the parade, we don't know who won the parade because at that point we were just happy to get back alive. But what we do know is that our boat looked really good, but man, some people had way too many lights. I mean, we couldn't compete with some of the lights some people had.
Yeah. Well, we could compete with active fire and a football game.
Yes, we did have a fire and a football game on our boat.
Did you say that earlier?
Yeah.
Yes.
We had a
lit a fire on your boat.
It was a propane.
Well, that makes sense.
It was a propane. Not that this is better.
It was one of those like fake gas fireplaces.
I was gonna say, you're trying to like justify, you idiot. You have a fire on a boat.
Yeah, we had a propane tank, like a propane fire thing in the front.
That's the safest place to have one.
Just kicking around.
How far away was the tank from the fire?
The tank. Oh, very pretty like far. It was safe.
3 feet.
It was pretty safe. The tank was 3 feet. 3 to 5 feet. And listen.
What the.
Listen, look, we had
it was really far away.
We had a piss bucket, which was awesome.
We had the spinning tree with seaweed on it.
We had a spinning tree that had seaweed on it. Inflatable Santa blocking our vision with inflatable Rudolph.
Dude, if I could just see a video of the tree that spins that has seaweed also wrapped around the gears.
It was just ridiculous and awesome. Most fun I've ever had on
fucking Christmas.
Merry fucking Christmas.
That's awesome, dude.
Dude,
it was... Because the majority of, like, parades in general are boring, but a boat parade? That sounds... I would actually go to that. Dude,
exactly. That's what we were saying, because parades sound terrible, but boat parades are awesome. You're fucking hammered. You're on a boat. I mean, what else do you need?
That is awesome.
One-up you on the boat parade. Not really one-up you on
the... back of the boat!
What, your guys' antics, but around here, there's a lake where Sherry grew up on, and... Every year for the 4th of July, they do a water balloon fight on the lake. So everyone's driving their boats around, throwing water balloons at each other.
I'm going crazy out here by the lake.
Now, do they have like those crazy like slingshot launcher kind of shit?
Oh, there's two people that have pirate ships. My neighbor I grew up with that lived across the street with. I lived on the wrong side of the street to be on the lake. But my neighbors that lived on the side of the lake... They built a pirate ship on one of their pontoons. I'll see if I can find a photo of it. And then they ended up selling it to someone across the lake, and they built another one so they would have a fucking pirate
battle.
Battle with water balloons.
We wanted now, to.
Tell me that they did this unprovoked. They just decided to like attack other boats that were just fishing and shit like
well,
that.
Well, no,
just,
it's a water balloon fight. It's
a boat parade.
It's sanctioned for it.
Which specifically for, like, you know, water balloons. So you go out there with your coolers full of water balloons and you're, you know, you're chucking your water balloons or slingshotting them out. And everyone.
See, that's the kind of childish fun that I would love to do.
It's a lot
especially
of fun.
When it comes to like things that cost thousands and thousands of dollars. We may just wreck our boat, but we're going to hit each other with water balloons.
There's a YouTube link in the chat.
Was there an open fire on that boat? Because it doesn't
good
really.
Point.
No, and did you have this? Because if not,
Jerry, you need to update that.
Yeah. We did have beer because that's legal.
Oh, no. See, the trick with that is that you just put it in a different container and you're fine.
Oh, no, we're just in cans.
Yeah. All right. This is the video.
The water balloon fight.
Water balloon
fight?
Okay.
So if you get 2 minutes, that's my neighbor's dock.
2 minutes?
Well, I got the fire flight going on the dock.
You don't have to listen to it. You can just.
No, I want
to
hear the accent.
No, I'm hearing this.
Oh, yeah.
That's his boat?
Yeah, the Coon
Holy
Raider.
Shit, that's a pirate boat.
My name is
like a legit replica.
Yeah. So these neighbors that built it, they were always into like partying. Like there would be, especially once the youngest daughter's a year older than me. So once they got to be drinking age, there would be cars lined down the road to party. So they decided they would open up a bar, which Mitch and I happen to live a half a mile from right now. So that way they could just party at their bar and make money from their friends.
Now, I have an idea. Funny. And you tell me if this will work.
That's a great idea.
Can I go up there for there? And I want to be on the pirate water balloon thing, but can I be a Somali pirate where I get on their boats, behead them, and take their boats?
Would that be fine? Because you have to sell them back to the state.
Oh, okay. Can I hold them for ransom then?
You can hold them for ransom, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Behead them. That's just a waste of resources.
And by the way, guess what my music's going to be?
I would love if Sherry, you guys did that. Like you were just playing Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas music during the 4th of July thing. If you just went on a
boat. Yeah, and just did it. It just rocked.
What are they doing?
Why are they doing that?
Love me some Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
They're Christmas pirates.
Yes.
We decided that next year we're actually just going to be pirates and load up a cannon on our boat and just start shooting at the other
boats.
Then
what we'll do is we'll take their lights and choir them as our lights.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, Dutch, besides the open fire, since we had so many lights, we did also have two generators on the boat for the lights. It was really safe.
Of course.
It was really safe. It was awesome.
There's no way like the onboard alternator and battery power all that shit. You had to bring on gas.
We had to bring a gas generator to power everything. But it was pretty sweet watching the game while you're terrified. It was amazing.
Don't worry, the ship wouldn't have sank far into the one foot deep river.
1 foot river. I mean, we would have been fine. Fucking put you on to jump out and push the boat in the middle of December in the river. Whoa.
Hold on. Is the name of that boat Coon Raider?
Yeah, because the name of the boat is Coon Lake.
Okay. First of all,
Lake is
African American Raider.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Raccoon.
Oh, we have a town called Coon Rapids in Minnesota, and they
stop saying that word.
Coon?
Coon.
I thought Coon Rapids in it was,
I am offended.
I thought Coon Rapids was Adrian Peterson. At least in Minnesota. No,
that was Black and Blue Rapids.
Oh,
seriously tried changing the name of Coon Rapids to Riverdale because blacks got offended.
All two of them?
Americans got offended.
Riverdale because, like, did the Lord of the Rings people sue and say that you can't do that?
Can't use it. But,
wow.
I want to play on that boat.
Me too.
It's a good boat.
Yeah, and then after we got back, Marie got drunk around the... Well, we all got drunk around the fire.
Everyone got drunk, not just me.
But so drunk, she fell asleep on one of the chairs outside.
Everyone fell asleep on the chairs. And I sent a picture
to Mitch and Sherry of her being hammered and passed out.
You fell asleep on the chairs outside, and so did John.
Yeah,
Half of us fell asleep. You
probably did first, and how much time passed between you passing out and the rest of the people?
No, John fell asleep first, and then I fell asleep.
He's 57. That's not an excuse.
That's not an excuse, yeah.
And he was also probably tired because he fucking saved our lives driving that boat with no vision. But here's a little picture of Marie passed out by the fire with the Santa hat over her eyes, just hammered.
Marie sleeps like a dude.
She does.
I'm trying to look up the time. Oh, so let's see. Yeah, so Sherry was asleep at that exact same time because I took a picture of her sleeping on the couch with her mouth open and drool hanging out. And I sent it to you, and then you immediately
sent one back. I go, yeah, Marie's pretty passed out too.
I wasn't drinking. That's the funny part.
She fell asleep.
That's the weird part, that you weren't drinking.
That's okay. It was really late, though. 9:44.
Yeah, I get it. And also, Sherry made a comment that she drinks too much wine because she has like 75 gallons and she needs to make more or something.
I was like, I need to make more wine. I'm like, I'm running out. I only have two cases left.
Two cases.
Then I was like, guys, do I have a problem?
You're probably going to get poison from like
four bottles.
Just not distilling it correctly or something. That's what I'm worried about.
No, it's all good.
Yeah, Mitch said it's fine. It's fine.
It tastes really good.
It's all good.
I want to drink a bottle with you, Sherry.
Branson or Bust.
There we go.
It'll be there.
Knowing you guys, it should be Branson and Bust. Because
Branson and Busty.
Branson and Busty. Coming up soon, guys. Less than a month.
Yeah.
So soon.
Yeah.
It's almost upon us.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, well, the show is basically we're going to Branson, Missouri for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how we came upon this idea, but because it's in the very
it was a middle ground between Denver, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I did that on purpose.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For Dutch.
So it was, well, while you guys were, you know, destroying people's Christmases with your boats and you guys were raiding Smiley Pirates.
Making Christmas.
The only thing that I really did this week that's sort of noteworthy is like we put up Christmas lights. But here's the thing. You know how you guys were saying earlier how like there was other boats that had like a shitload of lights?
Mm-hmm.
We have a shitload of lights on our house.
Oh, really? I want to see photos.
And no one else on the block has it. We're that obnoxious house.
Yes.
That was just lights up everything else.
I'm lucky to put up lights on the tree, and I have a little village that his mom gave me. Other than that, like, Mitch would not let me put up lights.
I mean, I'm just not going to help.
Okay. Well, that's not even finished. How did you get that picture?
It's on Kelsey's wall.
Oh, okay. That's just the start of it. That's not even the full finished product. That was night one. Imagine that with like three more layers of nonsense on top of it.
The lights aren't twinkling, Clark.
Dude, Santa took a shit all over this house. It's great. But like I said, we're the only goddamn house that has lights. So it's really funny because we have a kind of like a sleepy neighborhood. You'd like just kind of, if you were to drive down, just be like, oh, okay, you can see a Christmas tree, you know, tree through the window. And then, you know, oh, the person put up like a wreath with that has lights on. And this person has like one strand. And then, bam, there's ours.
Dutch.
Really obnoxious. Dutch. What's up?
You know what you should do? Is put speakers with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra music outside.
Okay, so I have this thing planned. So I have this thing that I use in my DJ gigs. If I don't feel like switching the lights on and off to the beat of the music, I actually hook it up to this little transformer type of thing that goes to the beat of the music. It has like a like a,
oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Do it.
I hook up to my board, and I'm gonna hook up. I'm going to hook up outdoor speakers. I'm going to set up my DJ's gear to point all the music outdoors and then hook all the lights up to the music. And you guys just gave me a, I was trying to think, I'm like, what kind of music should I play? But now it's got to be Trans-Siberian.
Of course.
That won't be annoying. Like, but do it like 1 a.m. just so they hear this.
Oh, fuck.
So
oh,
epic. Yeah.
When we show up, like, you know, late at night, like on a Friday or Saturday night from being out with our friends, yeah, I'm definitely going to do that just to piss everybody off. I shouldn't do that, though, because our neighbors are cool. We, you know, they like us and we like them.
They'll probably like you for your spirit.
Because here's the thing. We're trying to, like, get other people involved, but nobody's doing it.
Well, do you live
in the worst and you're the guy trying? It's like the guy trying to get the wave started.
Yeah, and no one does it.
Then just start decorating your neighbor's houses for them, unasked.
That would be great.
God. Is that like, because you get in trouble,
Mitch, by the way, the easiest way to put lights up without putting them up when people were doing it, you get those fiber optic lights that you put on the ground. You put like a few on the ground. Mm-hmm. And they hit your house, and it looks like your whole house has lights on it, but you don't have to do any work. Yeah, the laser ones.
There's actually something about the FAA is like saying don't have those.
The FAA could fuck themselves.
Shit, you know.
In Florida, we had one on our boat. We really did. We had one. I forgot to mention we had the laser fiber optic thing on our boat lighting. On top of all, I forgot. Jesus Christ, there are so many things on the boat. That's why we need a generator. We fucking rocked it. It was awesome. Sorry. It was a good time.
Well, we had the fiber optics on the roof pointing down and the one on the floor pointing up. So that way it was twinkling no matter which way you looked.
Mm-hmm.
Again, illuminating the inside of the boat, not the outside of the boat.
Yes. Making really, it really hard to see.
Just so you can't see anything. Just light pollution all around your face. And yep. Not being able to see where you're going.
We're all like, as we're driving back, we're like, next year... Lights on the front of the boat pointing outward.
We would be terrible snipers. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we would not have kept our night vision at all because we couldn't see anything in front of us.
Sherry's funny. Photos of the Christmas deer getting shot.
The second one, my dad's been talking about doing this forever and just never has. Making a bow hunting.
Yeah, well, what Sherry posted a picture of basically, so there's these figurines in a tree and they're all illuminated by Christmas lights and it looks like they have a string. It basically looks like people who are shooting bows at the, you know, reindeer that are in the lawn, but all in Christmas lights.
And there's another one where the deer is hanging upside down and it might be bleeding into the snow.
Okay, that's my favorite.
That's very funny.
The second one, okay. So one little house is completely over the top decorated with Christmas lights. And then the next house next to it has Christmas lights to just spell out ditto with a sign. Over the next house.
That's brilliant. Actually, I give
that
it to them.
So
that,
funny.
That was by far my favorite Christmas photo of lights I've ever seen. I look for new ones every year. That one has never been taught.
That
for
is
me.
So fucking clever.
Ditto.
That would be like someone in our neighborhood doing that to us.
I heard that Clearwater, Florida has the largest menorah.
Yeah, trust me. We know. We're reminded about it all the time.
Boo.
I think it's made out of like marshmallows this year.
Yeah, we have.
Heard?
Why do you know this?
Because it made the news up
You're
here.
You're not even Jewish.
No, it made the news up here when I was like on the elliptical. I was running and watching our local Fox network, and they were talking about Florida has the largest menorah.
Oh God, it really
cool
does.
Cool story, Hansel.
It really Thanks. Does. I just pulled it up. World's longest
cool story, Hansel.
World's longest menorah can be found in Clearwater, Florida. Why?
I guess there are a lot of Jews in Florida now.
Maybe to piss off the Scientologists?
Oh, it could be trolling, because that's their headquarters, right?
Uh-huh.
Mm. New intent tonight, a record-setting response to terrorism from Clearwater on this second night of Hanukkah.
Terrorism.
A rabbi says this giant menorah can provide inspiration in our nation's darkest moments. And he believes he actually has broken a record to do it.
Yeah, Fox 13's Evan Axelbank is live off Belcher Road.
This is my real voice.
And Pinellas to show us. Evan, what you got?
Yeah, well, Mark and Kelly, the menorah that I'm standing in front of here
did
is 44
yo?
Said yo. Feet long.
No, he Hold didn't. On. No, he didn't.
Yes, oh, yes, he did.
He believes he actually has broken a record to do it.
Yeah, Fox 13's Evan Axelbank is live off Belcher Road in Pinellas to show us. Evan, what you got?
Yeah, well, Mark and Kelly, the menorah.
I think he was trying to say, yeah, well, but
he
came out as
he actually has broken a record.
Is he a white guy?
Yeah, Fox 13's Evan Axelbank is live off Belcher Road in Pinellas to show us. Evan, what you got?
Yeah, well, Mark and Kelly, the menorah
Yo,
that I'm standing in front
faces.
Of here.
Check this fucking menorah out, man.
All right. Listen, peep this.
It's 44 feet long. The Chabad of Clearwater believes it is the
feet,
longest menorah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
You gotta see this fucking thing out, kid. I don't know why he's from Boston all of a sudden.
I don't know.
This has gotta be like 100 cubits.
Hope is that the light from the menorah can light our country. Through dark.
That you're gonna need a bigger menorah to light our country. Our country's huge.
We're gonna need a bigger menorah. Is that the Jewish version of Jaws?
Apparently.
What is this? Some Jews sailing on a menorah getting attacked by sharks?
He's got white eyes, like cream cheese eyes.
Standing in front of here is 44 feet long. The Chabad of Clearwater believes it is the longest menorah in the world, and the hope is that the light from the menorah can light our country through dark.
Now, guys, I want to point out here that I'm looking at the video. It's just a bunch of PVC put together with tiki lights. It's not impressive.
Oh, ew.
It looks white trashy.
We do have a neighbor that has like a lighted up menorah in his front yard. Kind of makes me real
lit
happy.
Up. I think he leaves it up all year round.
He really does.
Here you go. Here's a picture of the menorah. I'll put it in the chat for you so you can see what I'm talking about. There you go.
Rabbi Levi Hodakov doesn't do
menorah. Oh, that looks like shit.
It's not a good
menorah.
It's more like a meh Nora.
But it made the news all the way up to Minnesota.
Is that a dreidel on a podium?
Shut up.
With a speaker?
Shut up.
Is the dreidel speaking?
Rabbi Levi Hodakov.
The video is him filling the tiki torch with that tiki lighter fluid.
All I want to do Hanukkah. Is take a obstacle course trained dog to run and weave in and out of those menorah things.
Halfway.
Welcome to the kindling of the world's longest menorah. Baruch
he sounds really cool.
Adonai.
So when he asked the carpenter to build a 40...
Jesus? He asked Jesus?
Fuck was that?
Oh, yeah, sure. Jews hate Jesus until they need a carpenter.
These guys have to be trolling Church of Scientology.
Of the world's longest menorah, Baruch Atah Adonai.
By the way, in Yiddish, that means suck my balls.
I can't verify that, so I'm going to just believe you.
So when he asked the carpenter to build a 44-foot menorah,
went to Home Depot, got some 3-inch PVC, sliced it, diced it, and put it together.
Dude. None of this is real, is it?
This is Fox 13.
These are real
man.
People.
This is a local news station.
Sliced it, diced it.
Okay.
Carpenter.
It's nice.
Like my mother used to make when we were rolling up in the Bronx and we were being persecuted like the blacks, eh?
To build a 44-foot menorah.
Went to Home Depot, got some 3-inch PVC, sliced it.
It's nice to know that the Arab guy from the beginning of Aladdin's doing something now.
First of all, 3 inches is really obscure to get.
Are you sure he's not Mexican?
He's not. Well, he might be. He could be anything.
Put together.
It wasn't just to set a record. It had to mean something.
What can we do here on the local...
They built it, and then now, because the news is covering it, they had to come up with a meaning, is what happened.
Like, oh, shit, we can't just be dickheads.
Yeah.
Level
actually
to
had
show our sympathy.
PVC laying around. That's what happened. Like, they built the church and they were like, you know, they just completely like they put in the measurement for meters instead of feet, and they just had all this extra gutter drain laying around.
Doc Wheatley in the chat goes, this looks like a shitty Double Dare obstacle course.
Really, I cannot stop looking at Marie's puppy. It makes me so happy.
Oh, the running obstacle course? Yeah.
He hits his head into the last pole with his face.
All those who were affected by the tragedy in California.
The 44 feet is for the 44 total candles that are lit on the 8 nights of Hanukkah. The light, he says, is for all of us to see our way out of San Bernardino.
But you're in Florida. You're almost literally as far away from that shooting as you could possibly be.
Yeah, be
aside from Maine, you're pretty
fucking far.
Paris, and beyond our lingering fear.
The lessons of Hanukkah are eternal.
I thought it is Hanukkah.
You said it right.
That a little bit of light will dispel a lot of darkness.
Ma'osor Yeshua si.
Hanukkah celebrates the struggle of a small Jewish army over the Greek Empire more than 2,000 years ago. Hanukkah, like war, he says, raises an enduring lesson.
Third Reich Empire would have succeeded.
Whoa! Coming
in. Not okay.
Coming in hot.
That is not.
Yeah, tip assist!
Coming in hot,
hey, what's
Dutch.
Up, P-Rock? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, seriously.
The struggle.
This is not the Red Show.
You need to hug more puppies.
Well, see, I had a little more, you know, tact with it. I didn't actually say kill Jews. I had a little more.
Well, you just said it now.
They just go straight in going, hey, let's not be funny about it. Let's just say something controversial.
Fair.
Of a small Jewish army over the Greek Empire more than 2,000 years ago.
And yes, that was
Hanukkah,
a direct shot at you guys.
Like war, he says, raises an enduring lesson.
We properly educate our children in the right way and teach them that we must love each other.
If you drive by on Bel Air
Road. Unless you're tipping them, right, buddy? Come on, you know what I mean.
Road, take some Hanukkah with you.
Take a little bit of light from Clearwater. And shine it to all those places around the world.
This guy's name is Yandel Tall, the guy talking.
This guy is going to be my newest button. Keep playing him.
It's hard to say whether this menorah is actually, Mark, the world's longest menorah, but I can't.
Because nobody's that boring.
And tell you that one of the tallest ones in New York City is 32 feet high. And that menorah is only 28 feet long. And so, Mark, this is 44 feet long. So they think they've got a pretty good beat on.
But it's only 6 feet high.
So
it's not a menorah.
It's PVC pipe with tiki torches in it.
A little bit of Hanukkah in my life.
That's not. That's not a Hanukkah song, Marie.
It's a new one. It's really popular.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. Happy Hanukkah, everyone.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride.
I don't know if I can off the top of my head think of enough Jewish old woman names to throw into this song.
Oh, Jesus.
Bad link.
Like Edna, Bertha, Veronica.
And Esther.
Oh, damn it. Esther's
a good one.
Oh, a little bit of Ruth in my balls. I don't know.
Now you gotta let it kick in at least. Turn it up!
Oh, I'm sorry.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I need.
Where's John when you need him? I wanna sit through and think about this and make a spoof song and make John sing a little bit of Hanukkah in my life.
If that hasn't been done.
I was going to say, with everything, someone rock a Wookiee on that for me. There has to be that one made already.
I'm seeing on misheard lyrics, but I'm not seeing it.
There isn't one made yet? Oh, that's straight down John's alley. That's just corny enough where he would do it.
Yeah, that's definitely, John would definitely put that together.
Yeah, I'm not seeing. Oh my God, did I think of something unique and new?
It should
be
done.
It's hard to do it these days.
The song is very topical. When did it come out, Dutch?
1999, actually, according to what I'm looking
guys,
here.
Listen, they say strike when the iron's hot. In 16 years, that's perfect.
Well, you know, sometimes iron takes a little while to heat up before it actually gets hot.
Yeah, yeah, this is really hot now, guys.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Call Lou Bega. See if you can call the McDonald's he's working at if we get him on the show.
What's your second favorite Lou Bega song?
Oof, Mambo Number 4.
Yeah.
Mine, anyway.
Underrated.
Yeah, it's really, you know.
It was before its time.
It was. I prefer it. I really do.
I own that CD and I listen to like the whole thing all the time.
It sucks.
It.
All of it.
I own that CD. It. I own
just
that
a song about like an ice cream shop. That's a good one.
What's it called?
Let me look. I don't fucking remember.
Step. You don't have the CD.
I did have the CD.
I think I had the CD too.
I really had the CD. It's not a joke.
All of you.
I really did.
I vaguely remember a story of you getting in your car with one of your friends you hadn't seen in a while,
yes.
And you just so happened to have that CD in your car, and your friend was like, what the fuck, dude?
He was ragging on
right?
me hard. Yep, good job. He's like, why do you have this? I'm like, I like the song. I like Mambo Number 5. It's really good.
Oh, it's called Ice Cream.
Catchy.
All right. Fine. Let's see here. Lou Bega.
I really liked Baby Keep Smiling. That was number 2 on the track.
Lou Bega Ice Cream.
Ice cream. Ice cream. Yeah, baby.
Very literal.
You wanna lick this ice cream? Got a
little bit of banana. Little bit of banana. Banana
flavor. Caribbean feel.
I don't hate it.
I don't think it's going to be a cruise ship. The ice cream man known as Mellow. Now would you like to say hello to a fellow? Me and my amigos sitting all on the bench somewhere down in Puerto Rico. Two cocoa honey step by. They look at my Nico. So I step to him. Yeah, how you doing? I took a close second look. I knew that I knew him. Bingo, let me drop all my lingo. I make you understand that I'm still single. So honey, don't you worry, no way. I got a truck full of... How come nobody rocks a thin mustache like that anymore except Chris Cornell?
I like it. He had another song?
Was it played on the radio?
In 1999, I was 11. So, Vega was cool then.
Yeah, no, I was, I was 17.
Yeah, I
was 11. How does that make you feel?
I was 15.
Oh, man.
How many songs like have just like the music's
Five.
Good, the melody's good, but the lyrics are so stupid that it just makes it not be a hit? Like talking about ice cream.
There's a lot of songs that have stupid lyrics that are a hit though, so I don't really know that.
Yeah, I was
now watch me whip.
Now watch me nay.
That, dude, you know I love a good shitty song. That one I still can't get.
Can I give you Holders and Families did a remake of it. Now no. Watch me sip.
No, they didn't.
No.
They did.
But I hate them so much. We're going to do it now. I don't want to do it. I'm not ready for this. Usually when we do this bit, I have to gear up like an
What's
hour
it called?
Before the show. Like, okay, I'm going to do some douche, you know, cringe, whatever shit. And I don't want to, you know...
That's the one in the green.
Oh, man.
Parts.
It's which one? This one?
One in the green.
The Holdernesses. Oh,
now watch me sip.
Ultimate
my
Thanksgiving mashup.
I really like those lyrics, though.
Oh, I hate them so much.
Say the last time. Hold on. Sip,
my Chardonnay.
Now watch me sip, my Chardonnay.
Oh,
pause.
No.
Jello.
Oh, no.
Twice.
Oh, no.
For listeners who may be new, can you please explain who the Holdernesses are?
The Holderson family is the whitest family that's ever been alive.
The parents used to be on TV, right? The dad was,
the dad
like
was
an
on
anchor
TV. Yeah.
Or a weatherman or something.
So they make wacky mashup, but family-friendly, guys.
And it's so successful, they were able to quit their jobs and now just make
money
YouTube
off
videos.
YouTube revenue.
Yeah, so that's
basically they exploit them and their entire families. They take popular songs and make fun little kitschy things about them. So,
right, let's hear them again.
Now watch me sip my Chardonnay. Watch me sip my Chardonnay. Cause I've been cooking since 4:30. Now watch me sip my Chardonnay.
Well, first off, that's bullshit. You were doing it to make it rhyme. You don't start cooking Thanksgiving dinner at 4:30 p.m. You start cooking way earlier than that. So that's fucking horseshit. Let's start with that. Unless she's eating at midnight. Sorry.
She could have said 8:30 as in the morning.
It's supposed to be dessert, but it's Thanksgiving and our feelings are all hurt because we worked hard on yams and greens and pie. I spent all night on turkey and so it made me cry. And they made their plate and sat between us with a giant green smile.
Boo, boo, Mindy.
Cause
boo,
they want channel boo, for boo, the boo, other boo, side.
Boo, Mindy,
liar. No turkey, just a giant pie.
Oh, God.
There's no stopping. Breaking a heart, cause they want jello for the other side.
I got the results of the test back. I definitely have breast cancer.
Are they doing three?
It is a hotline bling one, but it's called Oven Ding.
Is this all
oh
one?
God, I can't take, dude. I have goosebumps in my arm. I can't take this anymore.
You are so old.
So they're not even okay with doing one song spoof. Now they're doing compilation song spoofs.
I hate your voice.
But then we get to start eating.
Now watch me sip, measure the nay nay. Watch me sip, measure the nay nay.
Now we're all gonna admit that the mom is totally fuckable, right?
Yeah.
Now watch me snore. Now watch not me Superman. Now watch me snore. Watch me
kids
Superman.
Kids involved. It's all fuck me.
Slap, slap,
so
slap.
Now not watch me slap, funny or slap, entertaining.
Slap, slap. It's just the there.
Hey, hold on. What was that shot of all the black kids? What was that about?
I have no idea.
What? Back up. Hold on. I'm sorry. That took me off guard. It was all like the family dancing. All of a sudden, just a bunch of like three black kids that were identical. For like 3 seconds. Here we go.
Okay, that's obviously his child.
Yeah, and there's another family here. They
oh,
probably had like
it's probably fans sending their stuff in.
Do the turkey leg. Do the turkey leg. Do the turkey leg. Do the turkey leg. Watch me.
Doc Wheatley says Weird Al better watch his back.
Watch me. Watch me.
I love it so much because Dutch is so angry.
Yeah, these are all fans. These are fans of theirs.
Communist Minnesota.
Subscribe right there. Subscribe right there.
These are people that love these videos so much that they did their own video and the family put them into their videos.
How many views is on that one?
2.5 million.
2.5 million.
Yes.
This is what America wants.
Remember, this was their number one hit that has 16 millions. Remember this?
Yeah.
Oh, the Jimmy's one, yeah.
It's a Holder Nye 2013 in review. Video
talk
Christmas
about getting on a hot song.
Two. Dancing in the front yard night and day, and the neighbors walk by, and this is what they say.
Are these Christmas jammies?
They are Christmas jammies. Check it out. We just bought a free.
The mom is hot.
Matches these perfectly.
I mean, you have to at least say that. Jammies.
It's a good-looking family.
Now for Lola, 2013 was full speed ahead.
Look, I'm not going to, you know, begrudge anybody for making a living the way that they do. I mean, any of these, you know, YouTube sensations, you know, whatever.
Can I? May
but
I?
That is so cringy. And I don't understand who looks at that and goes, oh, honey, hey, honey, hi, come here.
The Midwest.
May I just say that this new Thanksgiving Nay Nay song is so terrible. It made me actually think that Christmas Jammies wasn't so bad.
I got goosebumps, Marie.
I actually, in my head, I sing, now watch me sip my Chardonnay Nay. Like, I wish I came up with those.
Chardonnay.
Dutch, you want to get even more mad?
Yeah.
You want to get even more mad? They're getting their own reality TV show.
Well, whatever. That I actually was surprised they didn't have one already. So But what they'll give anybody a reality show. Guys, TLC?
I don't know exactly.
E Network.
But what are they gonna do? Just make parodies for half
anything
an hour?
On any of these reality shows. They get set up by the assisted reality producers. That's all you need to do these days. And idiots like my girlfriend will watch it.
Doc Wheatley says, let's not forget this this gem of a family. What is this? Have we seen this?
We have.
Summer vacation.
Yes, we have.
I forgot about these guys. See, I love them.
It's yes.
My favorite time of
Holy
year.
Shit. Can we just play this in the break?
Sure.
It's summertime.
I love this family.
Isn't it great? It's summertime.
They are not. They are not as attractive as the Holdersons.
The reason why they're better is because they're doing this and they genuinely feel it. The other family is doing it because they're trying to be funny.
Yeah.
These guys are like, this is, people need to hear this.
Well, I mean, I would argue that I just want to ride bikes with you is better, but okay, fine. This is good.
This is better.
Then I want to ride bikes with you?
I think it's up for debate.
See all the birds in the sky. Time to hit the pool.
I'm proud of it. Thank you, Doc.
People pass by. It's my favorite.
You know the worst part about this is that I'm looking at this. It looks like they're from Florida.
Time of year. It's summertime.
Isn't it great?
It's summertime when everything's great.
You're welcome, listeners.
Cause I'm free to be just what I want to be.
I hate all of you.
I'm free to be just
I can't. I'm sorry, Dutch. I can't.
I hate this.
I know, and I know it's supposed to be
fun. That video.
I hate it.
Daddy killed her.
Royce can't.
God, I forgot about the creepy dad and the fat daughter who was probably not his daughter because of her hairdo. Like, there were so many things wrong with that video.
It's on BuzzFeed, Royce. It's not on YouTube.
I was going to say, yeah, Ride Bikes. I think she took that down because she got... I think it was after we played it that she got so much flack for it.
It was so bad.
So good.
It was mind-numbingly horrible.
Because it was the same melody throughout the entire song. The chorus and the verse had the exact same melody, which is rare to come by these days. And the fact that Mitch, I think you're the one who brought that to the show, right?
He did.
I don't remember.
From the Texas ranch to Venice Beach to our wedding day, I want to say, I just want to ride bikes with you for the rest of my life and then some too. We laugh and kiss and you hold me close in bed. You make me feel like kittens are exploding out of my head.
I forgot there was like 3,000 shots. She must have spent so much money on the cinematography for this.
And not to mention outfits and dresses.
And she has a nice rack.
She's in a studio. I forgot about that too.
She has a nice rack too.
And her husband is like the Jewish Jew you've ever seen.
Yeah, he was building a 40-foot long menorah.
You tell this woman, she's like, she's in her late 30s, finally found some dudes like, ah, whatever, your pussy doesn't smell that bad. I love this so much.
Like, I even understand her just making the song for him and like saying, hey, look what I made for you, but she posted it on YouTube. Like, she made it public.
She played at her wedding.
Yeah, but she made it public.
Like, she played at her wedding, like, right, like, the reception was about to start. And so he had to sit there and watch it while she's holding his arm going, look how good I did.
See, I don't know if I would, like...
Every douchey thing to do.
I don't know if Sherry did something like that to me, if I would love her forever or leave her immediately.
I would go on the leaving part.
Challenge accepted.
We need to do some snooping and find out the where are they now in this couple in this video.
I hope they're divorced.
I hope they kill her.
And not only are they divorced, I hope they're divorced, then she beat him over the head with a bicycle.
Ironic twist.
My husband, my love.
I'm monotone. Listen to this song. She hits those high notes, brah.
God, I remember the first time when Mitch bought this show, it was stuck in my head for like a month and a half.
Shyamalan twist. The guy filming this was the guy she was cheating on her husband with.
It's really ridiculous.
It was never written for her.
The video, the video should end with a buzz hitting her while she's riding her bicycle. After this, let's go to break, okay?
No, 2.5 minutes.
Say that again?
I'm not waiting 2.5 minutes.
Oh, no, you're waiting 2.5 minutes.
No, I'm going to hit the stinger and then it's just going to bleed over top of each other.
Fine, fine. All right, fine. Books, meditation,
social media. You're not going to turn it off, are you?
Nope.
Piece of All right, listeners, Royce made the executive decision. Here you go. We'll be right back after this. That's Royce. Traveling with my boat. Oh, the many
places we will go. More like radio, less like crap.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Oregon strip club.
Absolutely.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it 3 more times.
Bounce, down, down, down. Oh god, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, down, down. Wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
this. I then imagined
Sean, did you
my
write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming." And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
The Horse and Rorschach Show is back on morelikeradio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Morelikeradio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
The Sully Show. Hey, hey.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2?
Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean.
Like, yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
This is from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably
my vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Hippo Juice is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, your Android phone, BlackBerry phone, and webOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
On your phone.
Phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Biff Tannen Museum, dedicated to Hill Valley's number one citizen and America's greatest living folk hero, the one and only Biff Tannen. Of course, we've all heard the legend, but who is the man? Inside, you will learn how Biff Tannen became one of the richest and most powerful men in America. Learn the amazing history of the Tannen family, starting with his great-grandfather, Buford Mad Dog Tannen, fastest gun in the West. See Biff's humble beginnings and how a trip to the racetrack on his 21st birthday made him a millionaire overnight. Share in the excitement of a fabulous winning streak that earned him the nickname the luckiest man on earth. Learn how Biff parlayed that lucky winning streak into the vast empire called Biffco. Discover how, in 1979, Biff successfully lobbied to legalize gambling and turned Hill Valley's dilapidated courthouse into a beautiful casino hotel.
I just want to say one thing. God bless America.
Meet the women who shared in his passion as he searched for true love. And relive Biff's happiest moment, as in 1973, he realized his lifelong romantic dream by marrying his high school sweetheart, Lorraine Baines McFly.
Third time's a charm.
No! No!
Hey, go! Hey, wait, you come with us upstairs.
Let it go,
Sonny. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Second of hour of DNR here at MoreLikeRadio.com. MoreLikeRadio.com/live if you would like to check us out. Or go to anything that gets podcast and just look up Dutch and Royce or More Like Radio. And all that stuff will and should pop up. If you want to follow us on Twitter, Joel Dutch, H. Juice Marie, Hippo Juice Film, Chim Heil, Sherry Dahl. All those with at signs in front of it. Or if you would like to get in touch with the show while we are live from 10 to midnight Eastern Standard Time here on MoreLikeRadio.com /live. You can call us. Our number is 954-573-2780.
What's a movie that
Ghostbusters,
that you know it's bad but you still love it? It could be because you liked it as a kid or whatever reason.
I guess we could always go to the perennial Starship Troopers.
Yeah, Starship Troopers is a very good one.
I know it's terrible, but I love it.
I'm going to have to go with more of the action type movies, so like Tango and Cash or something like that. Escape from LA is pretty bad.
Mitch, you may or may not still be staticky. I know you were having problems.
Yeah, you're hissing on me, buddy.
Hissing bad.
Yeah.
Sounds like you have a like a slithery little snake.
Little sort of snakey snake.
Snake. But
I don't know. I've never liked a bad movie, so I couldn't tell you.
Shut up.
Bad movies.
No.
Shut up.
Name one.
There's a lot of shit movies. The Room.
I never said I liked it. I liked hate it.
You don't like this?
How was work today?
Oh, pretty good. We got a new client at the bank. We'll make a lot of money.
What client?
I cannot tell you. It's confidential.
Oh, come on. Why not?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Wait a minute. I just remembered one. I really liked Sister Act. So much, though, when I was trying to think of the main bad guy from Sister Act, which he's been famous for a lot of other things, the moment that Roy showed me a picture of him,
first
I go...
First of all, it's not a he. Whoopi Goldberg is a girl. I know a lot of people don't think that, but...
No. The guy that was in Reservoir Dogs?
Mr. Pink? Mr. White?
The Wolf.
Mr. Blue? Mr. Red?
The Wolf.
Is this
Wolf.
Mr. White?
The Wolf from Pulp Fiction.
Mr. White.
Mr. Yeah, that one. Royce was trying to describe Harvey Keitel to me, and he was
listening.
And I
said, Pulp Fiction.
He was listening
Reservoir
up a whole
Dogs,
bunch of movies.
Bad
and I was
Lieutenant.
Like, hadn't seen it.
Then she goes,
it.
Oh, Sister Act.
Like, oh, the bad guy from Sister Act.
Are you kidding me?
I
love the fact
so
that this man
mad.
Who has a very storied Hollywood career is now being boiled down to Sister Act.
It was the only thing I could remember
Marie.
Him from.
Well, did you know that James Franco is making a movie about Tommy Wiseau called The Disaster Artist?
I did. Yeah. I did know that. And apparently he's going to be playing him.
In
a biopic kind of thing.
The picture's there. It's an Instagram one, so I can't fucking read it, but I'll read it. The Room is one of the most fascinating bad movies ever made, like so many examples of accidental outsider art. Here is a movie that isn't lazy or lacking passion. It's just made by somebody whose burning desire to tell a story outweighs his talent on an even conceivable level. The mainstream acceptance of The Room has a double-edged sword in the film's legacy. It is now one of the most famous stinkers of all times, but its status as an underground sensation has been tarnished by its move to the mainstream. Oh, stop being hipsters. Everyone could quote The Room, which dulls the mystique. Shut up. I love that everyone could quote The Room. I'm absolutely fascinated by the disaster artist James Franco's new film, which will chronicle the making of The Room. I wonder if this look behind the curtains brought to you by one of the most delightfully weird guys working in Hollywood in the moment will restore the film to its B-movie oddity. The big reveal came on Instagram where Franco, who was starring and directing in the movie, shared an image of himself in character. The long black wig was always going to be given, but Franco also seems to have nailed Wiseau's craggy and unusual squint. He shares the photo with his brother Dave Franco, who's playing The Room's other actor, Greg Sestro. Mark.
The brothers are acting together?
Uh-huh. Oh, hi, Mark. Although James Franco take on the oddly accented eccentric... Okay, I'm not going to read the rest. So, apparently... He's making this movie. I'm excited to see it because I love The Room very much.
We were on top of that like right when it first came out. Wait, when did it first come out? I don't want to like misquote us, but I know we were on top of that pretty early on.
Yeah, I mean, we interviewed him several years ago. So.
You're going to destroy John. He's very sensitive.
They're so good. Dude.
It really is. Listeners who don't know, just look up The Room. It is hands down the most awesomely bad movie you've ever seen.
Watch The Room, then watch the riff tracks of The Room. You'll love it. It's fucking fantastic.
And then watch us watching The Room.
Then watch us. Yeah. Also, since we're talking about movies, Mystery Science Theater is coming back.
That's good.
Yep.
What channel?
I'm not exactly sure. I just know they've already made 6 episodes. They had a Kickstarter going, and they reached their goal, so they're definitely coming back.
Nice.
And they got Patton Oswalt, and they have quite a few people, actors and actresses in it. So, It's gonna cool. be. I used to love Mystery Science Theater.
I'm not as into it as like, you know, because Mitch doesn't watch movies. He watches Riff Track movies mm-hmm. of movies.
Yes,
of course.
I'm not as into it as he is, but I appreciate it, especially because they're funny guys. So.
They're fucking hilarious. I love Riff Tracks too. I mean, I haven't seen any in a while. What's the newest one you've seen, Mitch?
The newest one I think was the Mario Brothers.
That was good. I saw that one. That was good.
I was gonna say like they're gonna. Well, I guess not really. You can't really run out of movies. Sterling, shut up.
I don't think you guys are truly appreciating Sister Act. I just took up some screenshots in Google. Oh my God, the screenshots are just fantastic, and I forgot how amazing. You remember that Maggie Smith was in Sister Act? The Maggie Smith?
Damn. I don't know who Maggie Smith is.
She was in Harry Potter as Professor McGonagall.
Still not ringing a bell.
She is in Downton Abbey as like the grandmama.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen it.
Maggie Smith has played an old bitchy lady for like the last half a century.
Doc Wheatley says he tossed $100 into their Kickstarter for Mystery Science Theater. He's only seen the Twilight movies thanks to Riff Tracks. I agree. There's a lot of movies I've only seen because of Riff Tracks. Those guys are still fucking hilarious. Apparently they watch the movies and write all the jokes. I don't think it's all improv.
Do they have a Riff Track of Sister Act?
No, don't. I don't want to watch Sister Act.
I think it's kind of like a given that they write the jokes ahead of time.
Yeah.
And they know when to say them. At least I always thought that's... I always kind of knew. I mean, it didn't like take the luster out of it.
Sister Act was not a good movie.
It was a great movie.
No, it wasn't.
Now, I will say a movie that I did like a lot when I was younger, and I don't know if a lot of people have seen it, but remember the movie Renaissance Man with Danny DeVito?
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
He was a teacher, and then he went to go teach at like a military school, and he's teaching a bunch of army guys.
No.
See, watch it. It's actually very good. Because I'm trying to think of, like I said earlier. Like,
is it a bad movie, though?
It's not
like
good.
Like a bad movie that you like?
It doesn't hold up. It doesn't hold up. If you were to watch it, no, it's not good. I mean, it's good in that I liked it when it came out. I mean, you want another bad movie that I liked? Remember The Rookie? The guy, the kid that could, like, the pitch for the Cubs?
No.
Yeah, wasn't that
Rookie of the Year?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt's, like, first role?
Probably.
Was it Joseph Gordon-Levitt? You might be. No, it looked like him. No, it wasn't.
Hold on. Who was in The Rookie?
Hold on. Let me pull it up.
I'm pretty sure it was like the kid that had the freakish arm.
Yeah.
I think that was Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I think it was Rookie of the Year.
Wait, the Rookie 2002 or the 99 one? I'm assuming 99.
It was Rookie of the Year, not Rookie. Rookie of the Year, 1993.
That's what it was.
And it was not Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It's some other kid.
Was Dennis Quaid in it?
Yeah, that's The Rookie. That's a different one. I'm talking Rookie of the Year. I'm talking this one.
Well, then you're really confusing me.
Why did I think Joseph Gordon-Levitt was in that?
I don't know, but that movie did say funky butt loving, which is one of the funniest scenes of all time.
Gary Busey was in it, Albert Hall.
Gary Busey was a rundown pitcher who was like on his last days pitching.
So Thomas Ian Nicholas.
Gary Busey.
Right, basically Gary Busey.
Why would they have The Rookie and also Rookie of the Year? Was baseball really big back in our younger years?
There was a lot of baseball movies. Sandlot.
Angels in the Outfield. Little Giants.
Angel in the Outfield was terrible.
I don't know if you know, but baseball is like America's sport.
Yeah.
Little Giants was one of my favorite movies.
Oh, me too.
That America doesn't give a shit about.
Remember, I had such a crush on the Icebox.
I thought you were about to say I had a crush on Rick Moranis.
No, I only had a crush on him in Honey, I Blew Up the Kids. Not Trunk, but Blew Up the Kids. I'm very specific.
He took off
about
his glasses with majority.
Yes,
of the movie.
I'm very specific about my Rick Moranis roles. Everyone knows that about me. I liked him in Ghostbusters 2, not Ghostbusters
what
1.
What the fuck has he done lately?
Well, he retired after his wife died and he was taking care of his kids. That's why he hasn't done anything.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah, yep. It's actually a very feel-good story. Because he wanted to take care of his kids, basically. He didn't want acting to get in the way of having a family life or something.
Interesting.
Yeah, so, but now his kids are all grown up and they've been all, he said he'll take a role if it's good enough, but.
Mm. Yeah, the majority of his roles stopped around 2003.
But when you think of Rick, when you think of Rick Moranis, what movie is the movie that you think of?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, right?
Yeah, that's the first thing I think of.
Does Hocus Pocus count as a bad movie that I'm in love
Hocus
with?
Pocus is terrible.
Hocus Pocus.
No, that's just a bad movie.
That or Spaceballs.
The Labyrinth.
Fuck you. Spaceballs is amazing. Shut up. Don't even play. Spaceballs
Why are you
is
telling
awesome.
Me to shut up?
Spaceballs is awesome. You said
I
it was
just
a bad
said,
movie.
I said either I think of Honey and Shrunk
oh,
the Kids.
Oh, I thought you said bad movie.
Spaceballs.
Sorry. I thought you said bad movie. Someone made posters, by the way. I'm going to post one.
Jesus
in the
Christ.
Somebody made posters, by the way, like if they made a new Spaceballs movie, The Schwartz Awakens. And these posters are cool. Look in the chat room. It's barf, but the silhouette is the flying RV.
I like that.
Yeah. I loved Spaceballs, man, was so fucking
It really
funny.
Took a huge shit on everything Star Wars.
And it still holds up because if you watch it, since it's parroting an old movie anyway, it's still hilarious because
right.
it's just parroting, since it's parroting an old movie. Just like Airplane. Airplane still holds up if you were to watch it today. But, yeah, man. The Langoliers. Maul says The Langoliers. What's that? Stephen King movie. Yes. Like? The Langoliers is the... Okay. That's a Stephen King movie where this plane goes into, like, space or back in time. And then they're, like, stuck in the past. And there's these monsters that come. And they eat it. And Belky from Perfect Strangers was in it.
Okay, I'm going to name something
again. Don't be ridiculous.
Again, I don't know if it's considered a bad movie.
We need that drop, by the way.
But it's a bad, but it's a movie I love, and I don't know if everyone else loves it. Orange County. The one with
I like Orange County.
The one with Tom Hanks' son, Colin Hanks. It was like his first role. And Jack Black. I love that movie. Does anyone else like that movie, or is it bad?
It's pretty good. I like it. Sean, you're the same height as me. That's neat. Harold Ramis. That was a Harold Ramis movie.
Yes, he was in it. He was the dean of admissions, and he got drugged out with ecstasy. It was great.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if... I'm pretty sure it doesn't hold up because it was so slapsticky at the time, but I loved American Pie when it first came out.
I've rewatched it. I liked it when it came out, too. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't hold up, though.
I didn't think so.
It's a little...
I think it just worked for that particular time because it was a teen comedy that was rated R.
Oh, I know one that's bad that Royce loves. Hook.
I love Hook.
Yeah, but it's bad.
It's not good.
I know. Oh, no. I know it's bad.
That it's bad.
Oh, no. I know it's bad, but I love Hook.
Yeah.
Rufio.
And that's what made it bad. If it didn't have Rufio in it, I think it would have been a great movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But it was the kids and their weirdness that made it. Like, okay, we know that they went down, like, the bad part of the neighborhood, you know, when you met Rufio. He was not on the up and up.
No, Rufio, I didn't like that. Rufio was the only like Hispanic kid there too, or whatever he was.
Right. They had like the black kid and the Hispanic kid and the poor kids. It was basically like the South Park area of Never Never Land. Oh,
yep.
I love Charlie's Angels.
Oh, so bad.
One and two Full Throttle.
So fucking bad.
No, those
you
movies
know, to be honest,
are fantastic.
I kind of liked that movie when I first saw it, too.
I love Charlie's Angels.
Here's another one.
And also,
was...
Not Another Teen Movie. I watched and rewatched Not Another Teen Movie over and over and over again.
Yeah, that was like when those dumb parody movies like first started, like with just the over-the-top,
it was the
Wayne
first
Brothers
and
nonsense.
Only good parody movie I had ever seen.
I love all the Naked Guns.
Well, those aren't bad.
But those still hold up. Those aren't bad.
They're fucking hilarious.
Those aren't bad.
Yeah, yeah. Those we're talking about bad movies that you know are bad, but you still like.
The
yeah.
Labyrinth with David Bowie.
That's
pretty bad.
A lot of people still say they like it.
I love it.
I rewatched it, though, and it's not that good.
It's pretty bad, but it is lovable.
Hello. Come inside for a cup of tea. Meet the missus.
That's the movie that made John Bai and fail at Fushigi Balls.
John did buy Fushigi Balls because of that.
He did buy them.
But Hammy says, I love Charlie's Angels mostly because I jerked off to Cameron Diaz.
Dude, it was
Bill,
so
Bill,
hot.
Bill Murray was in the first one.
Yes, he was.
And Bill Murray is awesome.
And Bernie Mac?
Bernie Sanders was in it, actually. Not many people know that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. He was in the second one. He was Charlie.
Wow.
I loved his rant on, man, you ain't never heard of no Black Irish.
I never
Shamrock
heard,
Shake. Lucky Charms. Those are ours.
How do you remember that?
I watched that movie so many times.
Oh, my God.
You don't
Here's,
understand.
Doc Wheatley put another one. Basketball. I love basketball. Matt and Trace Basketball.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. I mean, I know it's not a good movie, but it's hilarious.
But it's supposed to be bad. Like, they did it on purpose to, like, kind of, like, parody the entire sports world. So.
Hammy, of course, has never seen Naked Gun, so we know it's another movie I'd do his list. Here's another one. Remember the Robin Williams movie, Jack? Where
where he was a big kid?
He was aging really fast. That was so bad. So fucking bad.
But you liked it?
As a kid, I loved it, yes.
Huh. Nah, I never saw
Yeah,
that.
I remember that one. That one made me cry. That was sad.
Oh, Doc Wheatley, you should kill yourself. He put a picture of Kung Pao. That's supposed to be like a parody on Kung Fu movies.
I hated
that movie.
Never seen it.
It's so bad.
It's bad and not even fun.
Oh, okay. If you're going on those parody type movies, what's that ping pong movie?
Oh, Christopher Walken was in it.
Yeah, that one.
And Jack, poor man's Jack Black is in it.
Yeah.
Balls of Fire.
Balls of Fury.
Yeah.
That was a Will Ferrell movie, right?
No, Will Ferrell was in it.
Wasn't
it was
he?
No, it was Christopher Walken. It was poor man's Jack Black. It was.
I know that
Asian girl.
No, the fucking dude. He was just in the last True Detective. Damn it,
Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn. He was in that too.
No, Dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Oh, I'm thinking of Dodgeball. I've never seen Ball.
I mean,
Steered.
It's the same premise. If we're gonna be honest.
Yeah, it is. But I like Dodgeball. I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
I loved Bring It On to the extent that I memorized the beginning cheer.
No, you didn't.
Do it, Sherry.
Bet.
Do it right now.
Do it right now.
Oh, no.
I'm puppy a load of boot. Bitchin', great hair, the boys all love to stare. I'm wanted, I'm hot, I'm everything you're not. I'm pretty, I'm cool, I dominate the school. Who am I? Just guess. Guys wanna touch my chest. I'm rockin', I smile, I'm everything the vile. I'm nature, I roar, I swear I'm not a whore. We cheer and we lead. We act like we're on speed. You hate us cause we're beautiful. Well, we don't like you either, we're cheerleaders. We are cheerleaders. Roll call.
Bravo. Bravo.
Jesus. I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Wow.
Burr, it's
You're
cold in here.
Me.
Not if anyone in the chat takes me up on my offer.
You have a house with me, loser. You're stuck.
Mitch posted during that in the chat room. I need a new
loser. You're stuck.
She posted, I need a new girlfriend. Any takers is what Mitch just posted in the chat during that cheer.
Oh my God. Well, it is Bring It On. Like, it's not supposed to be a parody about that shit. It's a movie about that shit, right?
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
another one that was bad, but I loved Con Air.
I love that movie so much.
Oh, man.
It's not good, though. It's not good. Rewatch it. I love it. I will be the first one to tell you I love it, but it's not good.
Well, see, my childhood, I was brought up on 80s action movies or, you know, those type of movies. So Con Air was one of my go-tos.
That's up there with, like, Face Off with me. Basically anything that Nicolas Cage did back at, you know, in the late 90s.
How about any Terminator movie, really? I mean, any Arnold Schwarzenegger
Face
movie.
Face-Off was so bad.
Remember how earlier I was saying that Not Another Teen Movie was one of my favorite movies that I had rewatched over and over again? Mm-hmm. I will combat Sherry's. We are the North Compton Wildcats. We're black. We know it. We shake our big booties and show it. We ain't white. We definitely ain't white. Break it down now.
Put a dick in your mouth and shut up.
Hey, Royce, you want a date?
Yeah, you want to just be gay because, I mean, it'll work out. Look,
I'm so glad Kelsey isn't here because I guarantee she would have one atop you guys.
We'll handle the house. We'll just switch houses. It's fine. Whatever you want.
Say.
It's fine. It's okay.
I'm going to Florida, Sherry.
No problem.
Royce, you're coming to Minnesota. Yay.
No, Maria's.
Maria's.
Ooh, even better.
What? Hey, that's mean.
I'm going on vacation. I'm going on forever vacation.
You're going on forever vacation.
I love forever vacations.
Super secret.
You don't get to take Sterling with you.
I used to love Little Shop of Horrors, and that's pretty bad.
I loved Resident Evil Mall.
Oh, Resident Evil. Are those movies bad? I haven't watched them in a while, but I loved all of them.
I liked the first two. After that, I'm like, I'm still going to watch them because I like the first two.
I kind of like the third one because it was that desert one. It was like the post-apocalyptic one where everything was like dried over. And it was like all that shit, but in the broad daylight. That was like the first time you saw the zombie.
Right.
You know, the genre shot that way. And then obviously, you know, we're used to it now with Walking Dead, but. At that time, I mean, dude, majority of zombie movies were all like kind of creepy at nighttime, you know, but that one was like bright daylight and they were fast.
All right, we're talking good, bad movies. If you want to call in, it's 954-573-2780. Maul posted Batman Forever. No, that movie was just bad. I knew it was bad when I saw it. I never
I liked it when I was a kid.
Cool off. Tank Girl. I agree with Maul. Tank Girl's bad, but I used to love Tank Girl. I jerked off to Tank Girl so many times.
Who played Tank Girl?
Some bitch.
Let's let him out here.
Doc, I love The Pest.
No, that's a Leguizamo movie?
I love that movie.
Is that John Leguizamo? Is that the movie?
I don't know actor names. I had such a crush on him.
I hate that movie.
The Pest.
I love John Leguizamo. Intro to it. When he was in the shower.
Oh my God, I hate it based off of the cover.
I love it. They were hunting humans.
You know what? Maybe I just hate John Leguizamo.
Why is John Leguizamo dressed like a circa 2005 hammy in this fucking picture?
Can I admit that I actually liked She's All That? Because we're talking about not another teen movie, which is a spoof on She's All That.
It was a spoof on five different ones. But yeah, She's All That works. I will agree to that one. Basically, any kind of romantic teenage movie back in the day. A Knight's Tale, yes. The Claire Danes version of Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio, yes.
Yes. What was the other Shakespeare version movie, but it was like translated?
Shakespeare in Love?
No. It was like a She's All That, but it's a...
10 Things I Hate About You.
10 Things
yes,
I Hate About You.
I loved it, and it's a bad movie, but I loved it. You.
Hold on. Hey, for extra points, what Shakespeare play was that based off
the
of?
The Tempest.
And it had...
No, it was The Shrew.
Was it The Taming of the Shrew?
Yeah, it was Taming of the Shrew.
Oh, sorry.
It
had,
for Marie.
It had Alex Mack in it from Nickelodeon as her little sister who was hot.
And a very dreamy Heath Ledger.
Yes, Heath Ledger was in it. And then it had, what's Titless called? The main girl from the movie?
Oh, Fiona Apple.
No, the other Titless, the main one from the movie.
Who had breast cancer? I'm trying to think of jokes here.
No, she's
Christine Applegate.
Julia Stiles.
Boobless. Oh, yes.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Easy A, that was the Scarlet Letter. That movie was terrible.
I liked it.
I actually really liked Rad. Not as a kid, as an adult.
I like Rad too, mostly because it's all on YouTube.
It's they're BMX bikers,
it's
right?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're BMX bikers, and they need to raise money to save their BMX park because they want to build a shopping. That's I'm not even bullshitting. That's what it
I
is.
Will tell you one shitty movie that everybody I think in the room loves, but I never got into or liked was Karate Kid.
No, I don't like it.
I never liked it. Even as a kid, I was like, this is dumb.
I like Three Ninjas.
You want to see the rad dance?
I did like Three Ninjas.
You want to see the rad dance scene?
Yes.
No.
Okay, here you go.
Becca, babe, take that nerd with you. Come on.
Take that nerd with you.
A little space here.
Let me get to the best part.
They're gonna shake it up. This is gotta be hot.
Oh my God.
Why was the so 80s? Why was the bad guy in all the 80s movies a blonde guy?
I don't know.
But it was, right?
Because we were fighting Russia in the Cold War.
That is not a bad theory.
Here we go. Here's a bike scene. Here we go, Dutch. Ready? Check this out. Oh, by the way, that's what's her face from Full House?
Becky Tanner,
yeah. She was hot in this movie, by the way. Good music, right? So they both get on their bikes and they're going to go do bike dancing. Check this out. No, the other asshole on the BMX bike. Wait, they cut the best scene. They ended it before the bike scene. What the fuck?
What a terrible movie. I've never even heard of this movie.
Okay, here you go.
Rad, we did a bad movie review of Rad.
Rad 2. We did Rad 2.
Well, then you should have heard of Rad.
Look at them dancing on the bikes.
This was a movie that got greenlit and filmed.
Yes, and they got a sequel. Keep that in mind. It got a sequel.
What years was this?
80s fucking
hoopla. I know somebody said Three Ninjas. Did somebody say Surf Ninjas with Rob Schneider?
No.
I love Surf Ninjas as a kid.
I know nothing. Anything Rob Schneider or Adam Sandler related, I hate everything about it. I never liked it.
Brad was 1986.
I hate anyone that says Rob Schneider not like this. Rob Schneider. Thank you.
Sorry. But yeah, anything Sandler or Schneider related, I've never been a fan of.
Thank you.
He has a new show on Netflix, too. I haven't seen it, but apparently...
Which one?
Rob Schneider?
You didn't say it right.
You didn't say it right.
Oh, Rob Schneider!
Thank you.
Has a new show on Netflix.
Hey, Royce, quick question.
Yeah.
Did you fart?
Yes, it smells bad, right?
It's really bad.
I knew it. I was contemplating saying it, but I wanted to see if you smelled it. I fucking hotboxed the studio.
Oh, it's not good.
It's pretty rancid, right? It was the dinner. It was the guacamole. It was the guacamole for sure.
All right. Anyways, move on. My headache will pass.
Toxic Avenger was another one I liked when I was younger. It was.
We could talk about that all day.
I could do this all day.
Yes, look at this, Winston. Yeah. I can do this all day, man.
I got it all day, man.
I can do this all day. I don't even think about it.
That's awesome. Keep going.
All day.
Yeah, I got it all day,
too. I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I got it all day, too.
Winston!
Why are you yelling at me?
I'll do this all day.
I'll do it all day,
Winston.
This is great.
I'll do it all day, Winston.
All day.
That makes me sad because I really like New Girl. But I hate how they do like three episodes and then take a 2 month break and then do two episodes and then take a month off.
That's why they're not starting until January this year because of sports ball.
Yeah, they're coming back. Sports ball?
Yes. Baseball? Mitch and I have this thing where we just call sports ball. Every sport is sports ball.
It's all the same. Just a bunch of men touching each other's balls.
It really is like when you talk to a dude who doesn't like sports. You kind of like it. You don't know what to say. You're a little bewildered and kind of like, what the? You don't? Like, really?
I am doing really good.
And then you cocksuckers who don't like sports have this like air about you that's really douchey and annoying.
Sports ball.
You go, oh, well, yeah, men just touch each other's penises. What?
Well, no. No, you've been watching gay porn.
Yeah, I was going to say you've been watching the wrong sports.
In addition to sports ball.
I like baseball. I just stopped following it when I started dating Mitch.
Move on.
You can still watch.
Yeah, we can move on to whatever you want, buddy. Whatever.
All right, we got 911 audio. A hotel manager reports a guest for being transgendered.
Wait, what?
Quote, they're dressed as a woman, but it's a man's driver's license.
Is it the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
No.
Yeah, Holly, this is Kim, the general manager over at Durian and Suites.
Hi.
And I have somebody that's a little unusual that's checking into the hotel, and I didn't know if there was any way to possibly run their name or information.
By the way, this is a 911 call.
But through the database. Like they're dressed as a woman, but it's a man's driver's license.
Okay, I can send an officer, but I can't do it on the phone. What's your address there?
It's 5505. Mill Civic Parkway. Okay, I'd want it to be discreet, though.
Okay, well, I can't do it on the phone. That's the only thing. It's against the law. So I can have someone come over. Are they in the lobby there? Or?
They went
there
into the
room. There's a man, baby!
So I guess if they just kind of discreetly park in the parking lot instead of, you know, right out front, that would be great.
Well, I'll leave that up to them, but what's your phone number, Kim?
It's 515.
By the way, pause real quick. The 911 officer is like, I'll leave it up, basically saying, fuck you, the cops can do whatever you want. But he should, though. What's the... Okay, I'm sorry.
This is Des Moines.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Des Moines, Iowa, yes.
57-9500.
Okay.
And
so
like
it's
I said,
a female with a male driver's license?
There's two males, but they're dressed as females. Okay. And they have Illinois...
Maul just says I can hear how many cats and sweaters she has.
So the name of this... The name of this hotel is the Drury Hotels.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. It's so terrible.
And I took pictures with my camera, so.
My camera.
Hold on. With her phone or with her camera? Is this Iowa? Does she still have a camera?
Apparently so.
Okay.
Because they're dressed as females. Is that why you're concerned?
It's just, you know, it's I guess so. They're dressed a little bit over the top, too. I just want to make sure they're not hookers either.
Okay, gotcha.
Hookers?
So she apparently thought it was a good idea to call the cops because she's men dressed as women. I mean,
you know what?
All the things you could call the cops about.
You know
that
what?
Ranks up there with that woman who called because she got the wrong burger.
This is why people hate you, Middle America. This is why.
I thought it was because it was full of corn and boring.
That also, but there's so many, but this is one of the main reasons people hate you.
Well, that's the point, is that this wasn't corn or boring. This was something different, and she didn't know how to handle it. It's like when little kids like find a lizard that's in danger, they don't know what else to do, so they kill it.
So
she's just like, I don't know what this is, I don't know how to react, so authorities need to be called.
So would she have been okay if the man dressed up as an ear of corn?
I guess. But
he probably already dressed up.
I think the problem is that they're infiltrating the great state of Iowa. They're doing their very best to keep the transgenders out of their community. Now, why is this important? One night I was looking for a lady of the evening, turned out to be a man of the evening. That is not something that I should do when I am looking for a high class escort in Iowa.
Praise Jesus.
Wait, you're looking for, you shouldn't be looking for escorts.
I'm looking, Dutch, if you listen to last week's Hippo Juice, what I do is I give my love to them through my penis. As I stated before, the Lord goes through me.
I don't understand how Pastor Royce keeps showing up to tell us what to do. We don't.
You keep your back door unlocked every time I throw a brick through it, it opens. It's very odd. You get a better security system.
We don't subscribe to your church, sir.
But, yeah. Do you guys know anybody? Because, like, you always, like, have every once in a while, like, you'll be like, you called 911 because you got a flat tire. Like, you know, you have these certain people
or Burger
that just
King.
Don't know how to handle things, so their first response is to call 911 instead of actually. Do you guys know anybody who's ever done that or no?
No.
I know this might be a long shot.
No, because I have sane people for friends.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that, but no, we've never had anyone that's called 911 as a matter of fact, I do my very best not to call 911 unless I really have to, you know?
Well, the majority of America does, but like every once in a while you get these calls that come in. It was just like, how does this work? Remember that phone call, that woman who locked herself in the car and the car battery died or whatever, and she didn't know to like just pull the handle? Like, well, you know what I mean? She just, because she couldn't, you know, use the electric unlock, that she was on the phone. They're like, ma'am, why don't you try pulling the handle? She's like, oh, okay, well, I have this going now.
What I do know is if I get to an age where I realize I'm about to die pretty soon, I am going to call 911 for something really frivolous.
Why?
Just because it's going to now be added to my bucket list of things I need to do, but I don't want to do it while I'm young.
Why do you feel like you need to do that? Just because?
Yeah, I'm going to pick something really stupid just so that other people have that story.
So another radio show can talk about it?
Precisely. I want to give that to somebody else. I'll pick something really dumb.
It's not a bad idea.
But is there a follow? I'm sorry, Dutch. I didn't mean to. But is there a follow up to that story? Like,
no, that was just, it was just, hey, here's some audio of some dumb lady calling 911.
You know that hotel is charging $135 a night for a queen room?
Oh, I bet you there's plenty of queens in that room. Now, why?
Hey!
Why didn't they? See, what bothers me is I wanted the 911 operator to go, no, I'm not sending a cop. What are you, stupid? Like, why did they actually still send a cop? Like, that
because
bothers me.
Because it was a Des Moines dispatcher. She's like, oh, yeah, no, this is a real good reason.
Good point.
Because they're not an ear of corn or a tractor.
That's a very good
point. I think
they
still have to send a cop, even though it's bullshit.
I don't think they do. They didn't send a cop to that lady that ordered a Whopper and was bitching at the drive-thru.
You're here to protect me. Oh, my God, that bitch.
I know.
I hated her so much.
No, it was the worst. Did you, speaking of, did you see the lady that, let's see.
I think everyone should get one free pass at a frivolous 911 call.
What are you going to make yours of?
Help, my girlfriend's a bitch. She knows the lyrics to
my
bring
dog up. Won't stop whining.
I don't know what I'm going to use it for yet.
Okay.
Send in your ideas.
This lady apparently wanted fresh cookies at McDonald's. Are you ready to, I got to play this video. You're going to love
it. It's a reasonable request.
Let me just play it. Here we go.
Okay.
This motherfucker McDonald's never have my motherfucking fresh cookies. I got a call every time for my fucking fresh cookies. Hi.
Hi, can I have you pull over to the side right now, please?
Are y'all gonna have my fresh cookies?
Yes.
And how long?
Two minutes.
Two more minutes? Yeah. Two.
Now, the manager's trying to talk to her, but she's not looking at the manager. She's just looking at her phone.
What's wrong with her face?
Apparently, her face looks like a fresh cookie.
One more minute. Goddamn. What's your name? You the new manager?
I'm the manager here.
The new one, right?
Yeah.
Damn, can two more minutes. I'm going to ask you next time I come, can y'all please have some fresh cookies? Because I literally call and make order.
She literally called.
Oh my God, guys. I call up to McDonald's and ask you to get some fresh. Sorry, my whiteness overpowered what I was trying to get.
It wouldn't allow you to say it the wrong way.
No, it's like, Marie, you better put that ASKS.
I literally call and make orders every time. It's not fine. Damn, for three cookies? I got to pull up for three cookies? 2 minutes?
Have a great day.
All right.
Okay. It doesn't matter if you record. I'm being nice to you, okay?
All right, well, close the damn thing. You said you was going to... Yep, I am.
Can you please pull over?
I am.
Okay, can I have your money back, please? I'm
going
to ask you too nice to leave.
All right, give me my damn money for sure, because y'all got some raggedy-ass employees anyway. I don't want y'all motherfucking cookies. The motherfuckers up in there showing each other manicures and shit. Manicures? That's what y'all got?
I would not give any cookies. I'd be like, go. I would just
shut the
door.
That's why she was just like, she asked pull forward like three times, and then she's like, give me your money back. We're not serving you.
Sherry, how long do cookies take to bake?
Like 10 minutes. Well, like 20 if you're going to make it yourself and not from a dough thing. But Royce would understand. I worked at Burger King. Yeah. I've had asshole.
Shut up, Sterling.
Stop.
Go ahead, Sherry.
He has a thick head.
What were you saying, Sherry?
He really does.
I love that. Oh, for the listeners who were, well, I guess it wasn't popped up on Royce's screen, but I saw from my end the video feed. He bopped Sterling in the head when he started whining.
Doc Wheatley said, if you've ever looked up the number for your local McDonald's, then you just might be a hood rat.
Well, I mean, like, if she calls every day, you don't think that every single time, like, these poor guys who are getting minimum wage, mm-hmm. pick up the phone. I want my fresh motherfucking cookies. When I get there, I'll be there in 10 minutes. You don't think they hang up the phone and be like, leave, put all any fresh cookies, put them back in the freezer. So
no,
it takes
eat
longer.
Them.
So
eat them.
Have this bitch stop coming here.
Cures and shit. Manicures. That's what y'all got. Give me my money back. Give me my motherfucking money back. I'm going to tag your ass, too. I'm going to tag your ass on Facebook. So look for me. Cause this shit is ridiculous. I gotta call every time for some fresh cookies at McDonald's. Why I gotta call every time?
I love
this
the
shit
fact
is ridiculous.
That
why?
She comes out and gets her own phone. The manager came out with her own phone. She's recording.
Yeah, the manager's
recording
now recording her. This is great.
Funny.
By the way, I do like the Elsa phone cover the manager has.
Do that same thing, I could do it to them.
Yeah, my name is Brandy Wooten. Follow me on Facebook, the Brandy Hive going up. Yeah. Woo, 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 woo. I really do this. I'm a real blogger, though, honey. Where's my money? Can I have my money? Yes. You already didn't threaten me. You was going to cash me my money.
You know, Dutch, we always said a long time, many times, that fast food workers shouldn't get $15 an hour. I'd like to change my stance. Because
dealing with this nonsense,
dealing with
day.
This shit has. I mean, I did it.
You got a high school kids who are bored because they can't find alcohol, so they're doing soda bombs to drive through.
Give me my fucking money, damn! All right, hurry up, then, because you—that's what you said. You said you was gonna give me my money, so give me my
money.
Give me my money. Give me my money. Where's my money?
Look at
these. See what this is? Is that this poor woman has no control in her own life. I'm sure she probably gets cheated on by her boo all the time. She probably has three kids from two different dads, and she has no control of her life. So she has this one little thing where she feels empowered over
now.
McDonald's.
What I would have done is what I would have again.
She wants her cookies, and then the last motherfucking time that she didn't have it. It made her snap and do this nonsense. And she in her head thinks, yeah, this is going to get everybody on my side because they have to feel the same way I do. But women are stupid, and that's how they think. They think everybody feels the same way they do.
Did you find her Facebook, Mitch?
Two kids, Joel. There's two.
Oh, two? Okay,
Mitch,
I'm sorry.
Post the link to her. There it is.
Two kids from three dads. It's really weird.
she took it down, so you can't even add her as a friend.
Well, probably because after the backlash, she didn't realize that, hey, not everyone feels the same way you do.
It's not that you can't follow her as a friend. It's that I think it's a public page.
Oh God! And now, and this, and the thing follows. Is, he doesn't get. She doesn't. She's not self-aware that the people are following her because she's ridiculous. And she even said 11 million views. Make sure you subscribe to my YouTube. I'm looking at her Facebook now.
11 million views because you're a parody of people who are like that. And like I said, I guarantee it's because she has absolutely no control over anything else in her life. And then she feels like in this moment, she feels like she won. She got something out of something because she has nothing left in her life. So
she's so ugly.
It's kind of sad
to berate poor McDonald's employees to bake her fresh cookies. She's just yelling at them in her car.
But I like this bitch manager because she's dealt with this every day, all day. So she's like, give my phone with the awful cover. I'm going to start taping her, too.
The cookies are 99 cents. I would have given her back if I was working there. 99 pennies. Here you go. Have a good day.
There you go. Here's some useless
currency.
Give me
my money. Thank you, boo. I will never come over here again. Look at her raggedy ass. Remember?
Pay that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
Remember her face? The brandy hive going up, and I will leave when I want to.
You leave when you want to. No, if you stay there too long, they will call the cops, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Pay that man his money.
She just
This is from her YouTube. This video was deleted off Facebook after going viral. I didn't hurt no one. I didn't do nothing wrong. Hashtag cookie monster. I just cussed, spelled K.
None of us thought you did anything wrong. We all just think you're an entitled cunt.
She said, I just cussed, spelled K-U-S-S-E-D. They ass out. Sorry, not sorry. If I want to bake my own, I would have, but I love McDonald's cookies. I just hate the store and can never get the shit together for the sake of the cookie. McDonald's cookies aren't that good.
No.
Well, cookies are not. I mean, like, dude, there's a fast food place down the road. I think it's... there's a Carl's Jr. down the road from where I work. I can't go there because they're so... I've never been in a drive-thru longer than this place. But I know that that's what I'm getting into every time I go. If I really am, like, hankering for something that they have, like, I'm like, God damn it, I want their Alaskan
apparently
cod sandwich.
She has...
So I go... Only when I know I'm going to be sitting in line for at least 25 minutes. And I'm not joking. That's how long it takes.
Sherry, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can we get her on the show? I want to talk to her.
Yes.
Oh,
remind
shit.
Me her name.
Oh, her name is Brandy Wooten. Mitch has her Facebook. So you could probably send her a Facebook message.
Brandy Wooten.
Yeah, I would love to have like...
Brandy Cookie Face Wooten.
Here's what you do is... We could just cut this audio coming up right now out and send it to her. I think that personally McDonald's is messed up and should have given her the cookies because, you know, you wait all day to get a cookie and they should have just been nice to her.
That bitch really was raggedy.
She called ahead.
The customer is always right.
She was considerate enough to call ahead.
And the customer is always right.
I don't know if I've ever called ahead to a McDonald's.
And she's a beautiful young lady and she should have gotten her cookies. That's my opinion. We're with you.
She gets her hair done.
Hashtag justice for Brandy.
Yes.
All right. Thank
exactly.
You. Okay, you could cut it right there. Fuck this bitch.
Dumbass bitch.
Fucking cunt. Right.
Fucking what a horrible.
All right, Sherry, you can cut it right there.
What a horrible movie. She's just a terrible. She's. Well, I mean, like, well, then again, like, how many stories have we told on the air where we have exploded over little to nothing?
Doc Wheatley says she's like 20 and already has Morgan Freeman cheek shit going on. That's fucking funny, Doc.
Morgan Freeman cheek shit.
It was the cheek shit that made me laugh.
She really should be playing God in a Jim Carrey movie.
Oh, Doc, that was funny, man.
I like to say Brandy got her cookies. I like to say that.
It was the longest night of that raggedy bitch's life.
Her cookies are going to be cold that day.
Morgan Freeman lines.
I know. Fucking Morgan Freeman. Oh, wow. Fuck.
Maybe one day her McDonald's cookies would not be so stale. But that day.
I asked you
a question.
Ahead of time for your cookies.
Today.
Raggedy ass.
I would love to have Morgan Freeman just read the transcript.
Oh, yep. My God, that'd be great. Sherry, get on that.
Get Morgan Freeman.
I need that clip
first. Morgan Freeman or someone who can do a really good impression of Morgan Freeman.
Mitch, edit that out.
Shut the fuck up.
Actually, just cut up the only the Morgan Freeman bit and send that, to her.
And send that to her. See what happens.
Freeman cheek shit is going to make me laugh all night. Doc.
Doc says, I wish I could tell you that Andy fought off the McDonald's manager. Holy shit. Fucking McDonald's fucking cookie bitch.
Anyways.
I like that it would... Sorry, just rereading. The beauty of Doc Wheatley's sentence was Morgan Freeman's cheek shit going on. As if it were an activity on his face.
Yeah.
That is like brilliant.
Listen to Doc Wheatley on Two Fat Daleks, right?
Correct.
I was going to say, we plug that motherfucker.
Him and Rorschach, and he's going to be doing a few episodes with Rorschach's new show coming out on Sunday.
I don't know if it's Doc and Rorschach, Rorschach and Doc.
But check him out. Do
Dr.
that.
Rorschach.
Dr. Rorschach. That'd be a good name for the show. Dr. Rorschach. There you go.
How about
send
we
him
plug
that.
His actual show that he's on.
Okay, Two Fat Daleks. So check that out.
But he's actually doing both.
Yeah. Anything else? Are we done?
Real quick. So if she wasn't such a cunt, I would feel bad for her because she has lupus, which probably explains her face.
So what?
But she's a cunt, so I don't
care.
Deserves
no,
it's not lupus. We already determined what it is. It's Morgan Freeman
Step
cheek
lupus.
Shit.
Haven't you ever seen House?
Yeah.
I.
It's Morgan Freeman cheek shit. I actually read that in a medical journal.
Hello?
I read that in a medical journal.
Exactly.
Mitch, well, have Doc you ever seen House?
James Doc. He has to be medical.
She posted a photo of like 10 different drugs that she's on, and she says, be humble, be nice, be loving, and love each other.
Well, you're not humble or nice or loving.
Cookies.
Yeah, because she needs her motherfucking cookies. This raggedy ass McDonald's.
This raggedy ass bitch. Anyways. All right, let's get out of here.
It's a shampoo
Royce,
commercial.
Start with you. How are you better?
I am better than you because I don't have Morgan Freeman cheek shit going on.
Marie?
I am better than you because we terrorized the Wickiwatchee River with Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Doc Wheatley says Ice-T was pretty upset when he was diagnosed with Morgan Freeman cheek shit.
Hey, by the way, listeners, if you guys want to join in on the We Are Better Than You segment at the end of the show, feel free to either write in or call in.
Yeah, write it in the chat room.
Let's look at them involved. We've never done that before.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Why are you guys better?
Why are you better than everyone else?
Are you okay?
Just from this week.
Why don't we ask Sterling, why are you better?
Chewing on my chair.
Okay, well, that's a good reason. That is
because that chair tastes better than anything that those two feed him.
That's not true. They probably feed him fucking full cows and shit, those Minnesota weirdos.
Sherry bakes him dog treats.
Yeah, she bakes him dog treats.
I do.
Oh, my God.
I do.
I hate you.
I love you.
Sherry, why are you better?
Because awesome. Oh, wow. Like, totally freaked me out. I'm right on. Sure, number one.
Yeah, go ahead, Mitchell.
I am better than you because my raggedy ass bitch knows the lyrics to Bring It On.
Dutch, why are you better?
And I am better than you because I have more of a film career these days than Rick Moranis.
Oh, well, and yeah, and a living female, so that's good.
Well,
for now.
Kelsey's not 100% a female. We'll talk about that next week.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Dutch and Royce
Hammy,
here on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hammy says, I'm better than you because I fingered a girl in a jacuzzi.
Hey,
right, Hammy. Oh.
Don't forget to listen to Brain Stew Radio, which is on before us, about 2 hours before us, I think. What
7 to 9.
7 to 9.
7 to 9 here on MoreLikeRadio.com. Brain Stew, very funny guys. Hammy and Punchy and the rest of the gang over there. And
Maul says, I'm better than you because I narrowly avoided being arrested at a motel when a crazy cat lady called the cops on me. Jesus Christ, guys.
Don't forget to let Hippo Juice tomorrow at 7 to 9
yep.
p.m. here on More Like Radio, Eastern Standard Time, obviously.
Which stands for Penis Meridian, I believe.
That is also another fact.
Mm-hmm.
We're just spewing facts tonight.
Tonight.
And Fargo after Hippo Juice.
Yeah, Fargo, don't you know?
Oh, yeah. We're all caught up now.
Or no, what is it? More Like the Movies? What do we call it?
More Like TV.
End of
story.
So, anything else, you guys?
Yeah, one more thing.
And then they eat the poo-poo.
See you guys next week.